What? What? Oh, beans and potatoes. What did he say I should say?
This is a public, yeah.
Hey, call to arms! Oh, no. That's what I'm supposed to say when we're in a crowd of people and one of us sees Laconic Jack. Maybe it's... Release the tractor!
Oh, stay back, you farmer.
Confound it. That's what I'm supposed to shout if we're ever beset upon by rabid muskrats. Or was it poisonous butterflies? Now I remember. Wyatt, there's a crack in the porcelain.
Which one of you varmints was getting handsy with my dolls?
It's just me, Wyatt.
Oh, hello, Leo.
It's time.
But I haven't lost any new teeth.
No, Wyatt, not time for the tooth fairy. It's time for, well, you know.
Is it 10 a.m. already?
No, why, it's not even close to Christmas. I gotta visit the boggard.
The what?
The cucumber pot.
Cucumbers?
Why, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need my permission. Me outhouse, Sue outhouse.
Why?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we lost the key a few days ago and we had to go together the first time. All right, I just need to know one thing. Sit or stand?
I'm feeling like it's a stander, but after we ate all that cowboy caviar last night, you never know what might happen.
Leo, are you ready for tomorrow?
You mean when you face down the man whom you scarred for life with your godlike marksmanship skills in a high-stakes game of Texas Hold'em?
Not exactly how I would have phrased it, but yes.
Do you suppose there's going to be another
shootout like the one you told me about?
I hope not. If I shot him again and took off part of his other ear, I think the Chipotle kid would have to turn back over the leaf he turned over in the first place to become the upstanding citizen he claims to be now.
Well, no matter what, I got your back, partner.
Ow! Leo, I can't hardly breathe. You got me to pull some tigers' door.
Sorry, Wyatt. Turns out this one's gonna be a sitter.
Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo! Welcome back, folks, to Season 2 of Alabaster Flats. Now, if you haven't yet checked back in on Season 1, you have missed Wyatt the Hootenanny. There was just too much stuff to sum up in just one little opening like this, so I suggest you roll on back, click episode 1, and listen all the way through. Do what the kids call binge listening. In this here episode, we have the vocal stylings of Isabel Miller playing Miss Sophia Chirp and Penny Lovewell. We've got Tristan Miller playing Sheriff Patrick Henley and Deputy Wyatt Chirp. And of course, there's A.W. Miller playing Whiskers, Laconic Jack, Winthrop Morgan, and a brand new character. See if you can figure out who it is. And last, but certainly by no means least, our good friend Craig Hart returns in the mysterious role of L.T. Abaddon. Folks, hold on to your gun belts and saddle up, because this one's gonna be a humdinger.
Sheriff, do you smell that?
Whiskey?
Nope.
The spittoon?
Not even close.
Whiskers, I don't really know.
It's the smell of your fear, Sheriff.
What?
It's a husky aroma, kind of like a sow in heat, except there's a hint of clover in it. Nope. More like soap, now that I think about it.
Whiskers, you leave Sheriff Henley be. He's got a lot on his mind. The strum off is only a couple of weeks away. Clearly, L.T. Abaddon is his primary antagonist. Tonight, he'll be confronting a former enemy who, by the way, has decided to turn over a new leaf, in a high-stakes poker game that was arranged by his dim-witted but good-hearted deputy. And He's haunted by regrets surrounding the death of his wife as it relates to his ability to perform. And by perform, I mean with the guitar.
Well, now the smell has changed to something more like shame. A woodsy aroma, blended with hints of chamomile.
Both of you just stop. Am I worried? Yes. This poker game is definitely high stakes, and I'll be honest, I don't know what to expect. I don't blame Wyatt, although I wish he would have at least consulted me beforehand. But as far as the Strumoff is concerned...
Sheriff?
Hmm?
You just kind of stopped talking for a bit and stared into yonder corner. Would you like another shot of whiskey?
It's only 9 a.m. in the morning, Miss Sophia.
Which is why I said another. I've already poured out two for you here. Maybe it'll shake up your... Well, look what the snake dragged in.
Good smells are gone.
Morning, Winthrop. How's...
Sheriff, you know that very little happens in this town without me hearing about it beforehand. At the very least, I am privy to substantial advance notice. Did you know that last year, when you thought you were eating my great-grandmother's huss and pepper stew, it was really just your old socks boiled in scrub water? Dear God, I had two helpings of that.
Winthrop, what are you getting at?
My sources have revealed to me that the Chipotle Kid is not only on his way here, but he plans on challenging you to a game of poker this very evening. Your sources are a day late and a dollar short, Winthrop.
We all knew about it 3 or 4 days ago.
That's rather disappointing to learn, since obtaining that particular information cost me a sizable amount of money.
I thought you were deeply connected to the seedy underbelly of this town, Morgan. So who'd you pay to get week-old news?
That isn't any of your concern. Suffice it to say that he assured me that outside of himself and another member of his gang, no one else in town was aware. Curses. Well, now that the cat's out of the bag, I think I'm going to head home. I have to finish a commission piece for the mayor's wife before tonight. I also need to stop by Skurlock's and spray buck scent on his pillow.
Whiskers, I didn't know you painted, let alone commission paintings.
Well, I usually don't, but in this case, I saw it as an investment in a future favor from the mayor. See you folks tonight. That man is an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
He certainly is a man of many talents. Have either of you ever been to his ranch?
No, I haven't, but I wouldn't call that scratch of land he lives on a ranch, exactly.
Once, when I was a little girl, my mother brought me out there to pick up a pair of rockers he'd made for her. I don't remember much about the place, except it was beautiful. Orchards filled with apple and peach trees, a meandering brook that cuts through each of the four pastures.
Wow, that doesn't sound like a scratch of land to me, Winthrop.
Sheriff, let's return to the reason I came here this morning.
If you're looking for some kind of ointment to help your face, I'm afraid nothing that powerful has been invented yet.
You are an amusing creature. But no, that's not what I'm after. I want in on tonight's game.
I don't know if that's such a good idea, Winthrop.
I have plenty of money.
It's not that.
Oh, then give me one good reason why not.
It's complicated. You see, there are certain...
Oh, Sheriff, just rip out the nose hairs and be done with it.
You're terrible at poker, Winthrop.
That is an outright bold-faced...
And of course, once you get the first one in, it's only a matter of scooping the other ones out of the pond.
Are they crunchy?
A little, but their shells are so tiny, you hardly notice the slicing pain as they ooze down your esophagus.
What sort of lies are you filling Leo's head with now?
Morning, Miss Sophia. Sheriff? Winthrop? Not lies at all, sis. I was just sharing my recipe for what I like to call poor man's escargot with my new best friend.
You mean how to scrape pond snails into your mouth with a slab of shale?
I bet they taste mighty good with a little sauerkraut.
You! Sheriff, arrest this man.
Not again, thief. You are a lying, no good, cheating thief. And you are hereby an official prisoner of our esteemed Sheriff Patrick Henley, who...
Hold your horses, Winthrop. First of all, you are not a deputy, so you won't be arresting anyone. Secondly, this is Wyatt's new friend.
Best friend!
Right. Best friend. We cleared up that whole incident with the horse thieving a couple of days ago.
I'm not talking about the horse thievery. I'm talking about money thievery.
Oh, wait. Your source is Leo?
This conniving rapscallion swindled me out of $25. That's what it cost us to have the blacksmith free us from the handcuffs.
Well, we also bought some sarsaparilla afterward.
Oh, and you bought a new pair of spurs.
And then you just had to have...
Will you both please stop telling me how you spent all my money? Sheriff, I demand...
Hold on a minute, Winthrop. Wyatt, did you have anything to do with this?
Yes and no, and maybe.
That doesn't make a bit of sense.
Yes, I had something to do with it on account of the fact that me and Leo were getting kind of tired of being hitched together. There have been some difficult visits to the outhouse.
And our awkward encounter with that badger.
I still feel bad about that. Poor little fella never really knew.
Wyatt.
Sorry, Sheriff. And no, I didn't have anything to do with the fact that Mr. Morgan willingly handed Leo the money after he told him about the Chipotle kid.
The only reason I gave him money is because he assured me his information was fresh, highly secretive. You told me you and your gang were in town to deal with the Chipotle kid's gang.
Winter, that's not entirely inaccurate.
Furthermore, it sounds to me like you purchased this information fair and square. It's not their fault you bought days-old news.
But this scoundrel was up against a fence, and at the time, I thought he was missing his left arm. He looked positively dangerous.
That's where the maybe comes in. You see, I was behind the fence when you approached Leo, Mr. Morgan. I believe your exact words were, "You there, vagrant. I was wondering if you might know of any misdeeds, underhanded shenanigans, or other nefarious behaviors happening in this town." And then Leo said, "Are you talking to me?" And then you made a strange throaty grunting sound and said, "I don't normally associate myself with your type, but in this case, I am after information which I can use to parlay my way into a certain lady's room."
Oh, why must you be so verbose? Fine, all right. Ha ha ha. We've all had our laugh at my expense.
$25 worth?
Oh, you hush. I've had enough from the both of you. Sheriff, I intend to be at this poker game tonight, and you mark my words, it will be a game no one in Alabaster Flats will ever forget. Good day to you all.
Poor Mr. Morgan. He's had a bit of a bad run lately.
Oh, don't you go feeling sorry for Winthrop, Wyatt. He's done his fair share of making other people's lives far more miserable.
Oh, Wyatt's right, Miss Sophia. Winthrop's a bit of an ass sometimes, but he means well. He did save Wyatt's life.
Fine. I let him play, but he'll be sitting as far away from me as he can and still be inside the building.
That's mighty nice of you. Where are you fellows off to now?
Leah wants to see how fast we can go in a minecart if we grease the wheels with lard.
Oh, boy.
Hoo-hoo-wee! Well, that was something else. I can't wait to find out what happens next. But hold on, folks. We gotta mosey on over to our sponsors for just a spell. Hang on. We'll be right back.
And so, when all the ruckus finally settled down, we realized that we were, in fact, beating a dead horse.
Well, there goes 37 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Whiskers, you never cease to amaze me with your tales or your travels around the world. How long did you live in England again?
Well, that all depends on which of the four times
Sheriff, we've arrived. Sheriff, we've arrived.
How exciting!
What? Are you all right?
Yeah, you look a little tense.
What? You're crushing my hand.
I'll be fine once the whiskey kicks in.
What? You haven't had any whiskey tonight. You told me you wanted your eagle eyes of observation to be unclouded by the temptations of that caramel-colored ambrosia. Are you sure you don't want a shot now to calm your nerves?
I'll take 2 bottles. That's how much I'm going to need to make it through this fertilizer fest.
If you're giving away beverages, ma'am, I'd like a double.
No one's getting free whiskey, so you can all just stop salivating and get yourself settled. There's a lot riding on this game tonight.
Greetings and salutations, fine folks of Alabaster Flats. I have come to divest you of your hard-earned wages. Isn't that what you do at the Mercantile every day anyway?
Evening, Winthrop. Are you sure you want to do this?
Sheriff, when I was a young lad, my father, God rest his soul, brought me to the field where the Mercantile now stands. He got down on one knee, hugged me close, and then turned me to look out across the vastness of what one day would be...
For the love of Pete! Are we going to play poker or suffer through one soliloquy after another?
Just get to the punchline, Morgan. Chipotle Kid's already in town. Well, now that the moment's been ruined, just know that I am fully prepared to suffer or succeed in tonight's tournament of cards. I'll take my seat now, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's for the Chipotle Kid, Mr. Morgan. Your seat is right here.
Surely you're joking.
My name's White, Mr. Morgan, you know that. And no, I'm not kidding. Me and Leo decorated it ourselves.
It's your favorite color.
Yellow is not my favorite color. Sheriff, am I to be forever humiliated in this town?
Come on, Winthrop. The boys mean well. Just have a seat before...
Sheriff, the chair looks like a circus act gone wrong.
Horses are coming down Main Street. Now let's everyone get settled.
Good evening to all my fine friends of Alabaster Flats. These are my compadres, the Verde Gang. This is my right-hand man, Tomato Tim. The twins are Hala and Pino, my scouts. That rather grumpy-looking oriental fellow in the back is An Yang. To my left is the love of my life, Celia Antro. And this is my faithful dog, Habanero.
You've got to be kidding me!
What's the matter, Doc?
Seriously? No one else sees the... I don't even know what to call it. It can't be irony, and it sure as hell isn't serendipity.
Insanity comes to mind.
Oh, shut up, you dime store cowboy. Their names!
What is wrong with our names?
Oh, dear God in heaven.
Mi amigos, Mingo. I take it this seat is mine across from the good sheriff. I understand we have some trust to rebuild amongst us.
Trust? You shot Whiskers the last time you were here.
I am no longer that man, Senorita. After the unfortunate accident involving Senor Whiskers and El Nino Tirador, I went on a long journey where I discovered the teaching of Buddha.
Great googly moogly! Is there something in the water that's causing all of you to drop into Shakespearean-length monologues?
I don't like to be interrupted, Medico. It would be unwise to...
And I don't like to be threatened by pulp magazine villains! I have nieces more menacing than you! But you'd be doing me a most generous favor if you shot me right through the heart and put me out of everyone's misery! The best I can hope for is a backseat on the 315 Conestoga to hell.
Easy, Doc, easy. No one is going to shoot anyone. We're here to play a friendly game of poker.
I second that motion, Sheriff. Senor Kid, Miss Sophia, and my friends of Alabaster Flats, I'd like to propose a 5100 game tonight. Oh, my, my, my. I'm glad I broke open both of my piggy banks for this action. Everyone here knows you keep your stash behind the painting of your mother inside a coffee tin that holds your baby teeth. How do you... Never mind. Can we please get the game started?
I agree to your betting terms, F.A. Jack. I'd like to propose my own high-stakes rules. If I lose tonight's game, I will forfeit all grudges, liens, and holdings of the Verde Gang to the sheriff.
And if you win?
Oh, I will detonate the dynamite I've planted beneath the floor of the Short Stick Saloon.
Oh, boy.
Holy for holies, that sure was a cliffhanger of an episode. Well, y'all come back now for episode 4 of season 2 to find out what happens at the poker game. Do you want some Alabaster Flat swag? Well, check out HappyHeartsDesigns.com. They're one of our biggest sponsors, and they can provide you with custom designs on just about anything you can think of, from clothing to Bluetooth speakers to towels to I don't even know what they can do. It's a lot. So check them out
at happyheartsdesigns.com. Well, that's it for us, folks. Y'all take care now.
All names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead or actual events is purely coincidental.